This is MSO News Sports. I am joined by Mayor Jared Nicholson, City of Lynn, Councilor at Large Brian LaPierre. It is Student Government Day in Lynn, and Mayor, let me begin with you. Tell us your thoughts and your take on Student Government Day, and must have been like 50, 60, maybe more students on hand today.
Absolutely. We're honored to host this every year, and it's a great opportunity to bring students from all the high schools into City Hall and show them what we do and get them involved. It's a lot of work that my team is happy to work on along with elected officials and city officials around the city, and it's just a really special moment to get the next generation excited about local government.
Councilor at Large LaPierre, your take on student government?
Thanks, Bill. It's just a tremendous honor and a longtime tradition that we continue here in the City of Lynn, where kids can actually come and spend the day in their local government and give back and serve their community in this way. So we're thrilled to be partnering with the mayor and the City of Lynn as a whole.
Let me ask you guys just to touch on a couple of fast issues with the city. The Veterans Building on Boston Street, Brian, is what's the latest with that?
Well, Bill, we were in for a big fight over a year ago where they tried to strip away veteran services down on Boston Street. We're happy to report that that is now a city property. It now belongs to the City of Lynn through our economic development group, and we're going to look not to cut veteran services, but we're going to be advocating as city officials to expand upon the services that they care for veterans in that area of Franklin and Boston. We couldn't be happier now to have that building under city control and maintain and expand upon the services that they offer down there now.
Mayor?
Yeah, it's a great point. Our veterans really rely on these services, and it's so important that they have a presence in our community. So we're thrilled that EDIC is taking this step. It's a great building that offers a lot of potential for the kind of commercial activity we want to continue to support jobs, and of course, really important for us to follow through with the VA to make sure that these services remain in the City of Lynn.
Do these services will draw people in from outside the city as well, being maybe able to attract people from just outside of Lynn as well?
Yeah, it's a regional office, and so it's part of the general Bedford region for the Veterans Affairs, but it covers Lynn and also surrounding communities.
All right. Now, I also understand there's a public health week or so on coming up this coming week. What's up with that?
Yeah, so it's National Public Health Week, and our public health department has really put together a nice lineup of events to try to draw people in, promoting public health within the city and across departments, but also for the community.
Brian, any reaction to National Public Health Day? I know I was aware of National Donut Day a few months ago, but
yeah, that's more our speed, Bill. But when we talk about public health in our city, you know, it's vital because coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic, our health department has put together just yeoman's work across the city to maintain good health, quality health, our parks, our playgrounds. We're embarking on spring. We're embarking on Earth Day. We're embarking on cleanups throughout the city. It's always good to maintain public health, and if we can showcase that a little bit next week in our great city.
Well, you mentioned parks, but either one of you want to expand on that park cleanup and what happens in the spring, Mayor, with you first?
Yeah. Sure, yeah. So I know Councilor LaPierre agrees that cleaning up our city is a top priority for all of us. It's really a lot of feedback we get from our constituents, and it's a goal that we have a deep passion for. And one of the ways we do that is actual park cleanups. We're working with the city council. We organize parks around the city every Saturday to go out and clean up as a group. And that's one of, I think, several ongoing efforts to make real investments in improving the cleanliness of the city.
Yeah. Brian?
Well, yeah, just to piggyback on that, you know, we're a city of over 30 different playgrounds and parks. I know that the mayor, his administration, and the council have worked diligently to try and apply ARPA funds, and you're going to be seeing this spring and summer the fruits of that labor where we're investing in parks and playgrounds and tot lots across the city in a fair and equitable way.
Gentlemen, great talking with you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.